TK and Berkey on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to talk a bit more rugby league. Trent Merrin is on the line, Panthers forward, and sadly, we say, the injured Trent Merrin. Good morning, good sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How's life treating you on the sideline? I know that it can be very troublesome.
Oh, shit out.
Well, you're watching the blokes run around.
The poor bloke's busted.
Mate, you know, you've got to understand that you can live life off the field, or you can live it that you're still playing and it hurts you. How good a space are you in at the moment, Trent, knowing that you are crook, TK? God.
No, I'm great. I'm going great. It was great to get the win. Not so good about the knee, but the morale's been great. You know, getting around the boys, having a bit of a laugh. Keeps you upbeat and positive. So we've got some good medical stuff there that hopefully get me back on the field sooner rather than later.
That's what I'm trying to say. Because you can be in a bad place.
No, he's all positive.
When you're bad.
How positive? Can you give us a timeline, Trent? What's your best case?
I'm looking at round 24. Right. I'm trying everything I possibly can to get back in about 5 weeks. But trying to get that past the medical staff. I don't think they're too keen on it. But like they said, it's just how the body reacts and how quick I can heal. So, I'm doing everything I possibly can to get back as soon as possible.
And it's obviously, as you mentioned before, a good feeling around the camp at the moment. That win last week against the Warriors and Cleary on fire at the moment. He's got to be the key to you boys to just sneak into that top eight, obviously at the moment sitting just outside.
Oh, it was very exciting. I think a few of our leaders of the team got knocked out, so we're out of there, me and Matty Moylan. And it was a great chance for the younger boys to step up and show their class, and they definitely did. I think all around the ballpark, they stood up. Regan Campbell-Gillard led by example in the middle, and like you said, Nathan Clear was outstanding. And if we get those boys heading that direction, leading into the semis, we're in a good positive position.
Mate, know you up front after that early injury and know Matt Moylan. To see Nathan Cleary step up as a 19-year-old and take control of that game, forget the three tries, but just take control of the match, you tell us, if you had to pick your Origin team, is he in it?
I think he'd be in the squad. I'm not too sure if I'd throw him in the deep end just yet. I think he's still got a lot to learn. He's a very humble, mature kid for his age, and he's willing to learn and work hard. But I probably wouldn't throw him in the deep end just yet. I think there's still a lot he needs to learn, and he's got some quality people around him to help him out. And Brandy is one of those people as well. He's been down to training, really pushing him forward. So, mate, in the near future, either next year or the year after, I'm pretty sure, mate, he's definitely in that highlight, and he'll get there. There's no doubt about that.
That's a good question to ask about who comes down to training. We know Gus Gould is out there. Would you call him director of football, if that's the case? What do some of the old boys come down and help out, just lend a hand in a mentoring role?
Yeah, they do. Oh, Royce, he's still hanging around there, so yep. I like to give him a bit of flack every now and then. But Brandy's always around. Especially for the halves, when we finish training, they're out there for an extra half an hour just practicing their kicking game and their vision. So, mate, and Gussie, obviously, he's always got his hand in there working his magic. So it's incredible for us as players looking at the support base that we have at the club.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Trent, you think you'll make it, the Panthers, or you think you might come up one game short? What are your thoughts? What's your gut feeling and then your head?
Gut feeling, we'll give it a real good crack. I know that we'll be there. It's just it's up to us how far we want to go. We just got to keep building from the last few weeks, which we've been doing very well. I think our attack's coming together a lot better now, and the system's working really well for us. So I've got full confidence that we'll be there. It's just up to us how far we want to go in the competition.
Well, it's about playing, isn't it? As in putting your game plan on there. And if you've got guys like Nathan Cleary, Matt Moylan's back this week, I believe, well, Trent, which is just a big threat in that attacking role. Bryce Cartwright.
Playing reserve grade, I think.
Playing reserve grade, is he?
He's having a hit out in reserve grade, getting some match fitness under his belt. But yeah, it is. It's great. All our injured players are coming back, and I'm the only one in rehab by myself. So.
It's a lonely old place, mate.
It is a lonely place.
It is. I thought I was going back there with a few mates, but it's good to see that we've got everyone out there. So, it is. Especially heading into the business end of the season, we've got all our players on deck, and That's why I say I've got full confidence and belief that we'll give it a good crack.
Just think how fresh you'll be when you come back for finals time. Outstanding.
Yeah, I'll be blowing the first few minutes. That's
sure. Trent, we've got to ask you about the Origin fallout. I actually think it's been unprecedented, the fallout from Origin. What have you made of all the shenanigans? Are you confident the Blues culture's there? You're in the leadership group for New South Wales in the build-up to the series.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a big believer of you don't believe everything you read in the papers. I'm not too sure, to be honest. I've got no idea what did
Well, the
go
boys
on.
Aren't denying, by the way, Trent, that they were at the Lennox Head Hotel and they spent the afternoon and the early part of the evening there. So that's not in doubt.
Yeah, they probably did. Yeah. And what happened there, I'm not too sure. But I know that they are professional athletes and they do know the protocol and whatnot. So I've been pretty close to Dukes for a few years and I know that he respects the game in that manner and he wouldn't put a team or a game like the Origin in jeopardy by carrying on like that. So I know Dukes on a personal level and I know that he's got full respect for the team and for the Blues. He wouldn't do something like that. But everything that's been said or been brought out to be, I'm not a big believer of rumours. So unless they got definite facts of what went on, then you can't really do too much, to be honest.
Would you do it? Would you spend your day off before Origin 3, the biggest game in the history of rugby league, possibly?
No, not me. That's not my go. Yeah. That's not my go. But like I said, everyone's different. Everyone handles their preparation at different levels. Some like to get away. Some like to just veg at home. Everyone's different, like I said. Everyone prepares in different ways. But how I prepare is different to how them two would prepare. So, like I said, I can't really speak upon what did happen because I'm not too sure what went on.
Yeah, it is difficult to rip in if you're a colleague and a player at the time. It's easy for us to sit on the sidelines.
It doesn't help coming out like that.
Exactly right. Quick one, Trent, before we leave you. World Cup coming up. Is that the next goal for you? You play the test match at the start of the year?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, big time. It's always on the radar. And we had a great Four Nations last year, and it's something that I really want to be a part of. So, I'm working really hard on getting myself back as soon as possible and trying to put in a big few efforts, and hopefully we get in the semis and go as far as we can.
Well, Trent, thanks for your time, and good luck with that recovery, and let's hope your Penny Panthers make that top 8 and keep playing footy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.